Sad Giants, this week's guest on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Fuck you, Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR, and a whole bunch of dope dispensaries, and a whole bunch of rad head shops. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Happy 420. We're a little belated because we're in the recent past, but it's also Cadillac Kim's birthday. And we're here with Sad Giants.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Nice. I really wish I smoked weed. I don't.
Yeah.
It's ironic because my birthday is 420.
You know, you just have a little less ambition and squint your eyes a little bit and take in some of that. Get the 420
pretend.
Look.
Yeah.
Get the 420 without the 420.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I hang out with a bunch of stoners, so everybody I know smokes weed. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Do you smoke weed, Rick?
No.
You don't do any drugs?
Yeah, I haven't done anything in 20 fucking years.
Oh,
almost. Almost. I'm not quite at 20 years.
Straight edge.
So you guys know I got like a notification from Reddit last night that said, like, people were asking or talking about, like, the Reno dispensary deals. And I was like, what do you mean? And then I told Nick, and he was like, oh, my God, I got to get, like, so he got his, like, cartridges and shit for 50% off. And they had all these deals. But I guess, like, if you line up first thing in the morning before they open, like, the first 100 people get goodie bags and shit. And I'm
yes.
like, is this Black Friday for stoners?
Yes, it is.
It is Black Friday for stoners.
I had a friend that told me, you're not going to believe this. I went to the weed store this morning and got this huge bag of shit. It was amazing. So, yeah, I know somebody who did that. And it
but,
was
like, how do you get that motivated if you smoke weed?
That, well, it's easy to kill. Well, they don't.
Lies the problem.
They say first thing in the morning, yeah, and that line happens around noon.
Oh, okay.
You know? So.
Plus, these days, they have different strains and stuff, and it actually, like, you can pick out what mood you want.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And so you can, like, be, like, super peppy in the morning, like your morning cup of
coffee.
Yeah,
you're not going to be doing,
like,
a lot of indica to get creative,
yeah.
But you'll do, you know, some, what's the other one?
Sativa.
Sativa. You do some sativa, especially, you know, the right terpenes and this
yeah.
and that, you know. And,
what dispensary did you hit up, Nick?
Oh, I go downtown to
oh,
the
okay.
one.
Thrive.
By the old Harris.
Lake Street?
Mint?
No. It used to be called
Mint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called
Thrive
something else now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
like
a good
that.
One.
That's my medical.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
where
love
do you
it.
Guys buy
did
your
you
weed? Out back behind the Arby's.
A guy?
Yeah.
A guy.
There's a Curaleaf over by McCarran. Is it McCarran? I think so. Yeah, it's like just over the bridge near the Musicians Rehearsal Center.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a good place to have a fucking dispensary.
Oh, that is a really smart place to have a dispensary.
It's a great dispensary. Love it there.
Nice.
God bless them and all the work they do.
Not sponsored.
No.
But if you would like to sponsor us.
Yeah, we. A lot of people who are on and listen to this show are stoned as shit.
That's good. Man, if I was a listener, I would do that. I would probably get baked, do my dishes, listen to the thing, hang out with my friends. Shit, I do that now. What am I talking about?
I know, right? That's what we're doing right now, except for the dishes part.
But it's good to have you guys back. It's been, what, six and a half years?
Shit.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, 2019 in November, you were here, and you only had three of you, and now you have four.
Now we got four. Now we got Jeremy over there on guitar, filling out our sound, making us sound real tight.
Yeah, it picked me up. I didn't even charge him that much.
Man, and before that, it was all of the guitar work was on the singer's head.
Yeah, it all relied solely on me. And I play guitar purely as a function so that I have something to sing along with. And so my guitar work is none too fancy. So having Jeremy here really is just a load off of me. It's real nice.
It's just something to do with your hands now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just there to look cool.
Definitely gives a bigger sound.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's cool.
Go around the room and introduce yourselves for everybody who's not familiar with your voices.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who are you? What do you play? And what's your sign?
I'm the lead guy. My name is Bobby. I write songs and sing them. And then their guitar is just kind of in there.
All right.
Bobby.
And what's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, my dad's a Leo.
I don't know what that means.
It makes sense for the Leo to be the leader of the band.
I'm Jeremy. I'm the other guitar, and that's all I do, I guess. I'm the FNG. I'm the new guy.
You're carrying the whole band.
No, definitely not. Bobby, when he got me in, he said, I need somebody to get my load off. And I was misunderstood.
Wait,
that's how he said it. I misunderstood, and now I got wrapped into doing guitar. So. And I guess, I'm a Capricorn.
All right.
Oh, nice. I love Capricorn.
I'm Quentin, and I slap the bass. And I think I'm a mountain goat. I don't know.
Yeah, that,
I don't know much about science.
That's the 13th.
When's
sign.
Your birthday?
January 19th.
Oh,
you might be a goat with me.
You're on the cusp.
Yeah. You're a cusp. I knew you were a cusper, dude.
Yeah,
cusper the ghost.
Mercury was in the microwave. I knew it.
And then our poor dungeon boy down.
I'm down here.
Jesse, you there?
Downstairs.
Downstairs. I'm Jesse. I play the drums, and I'm a Libra, actually.
Oh, Libra.
I could tell.
Suck it.
There's nobody else in the house that's a Taurus or an Aries, huh?
No.
Too bad. Oh. Just the intern.
Just me. Wait, the intern?
The intern's an Aries.
Oh, what's his birthday?
So, when is your birthday? March 22nd.
Oh, okay. Is that what we went with, was Stoat? That's what we decided on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stoat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Stoats are rad.
Fucking Stoat. I mean, that's a great nickname.
And it's
guys.
Actually...
It's not even...
I assure you, Stoat, that it's leaps and bounds ahead of what previous interns were called. We don't demean our interns anymore, so Stoat is a great nickname.
We had a dear friend who was a little bit large framed, and we called him Shrek for 2 years. So, yeah, be happy with Stoat.
I've described myself as Shrek bodied before.
Shrek bodied?
Yeah. I take up a certain amount of space.
Well, describe yourself. Well, I can play guitar. I have an excellent singing voice, and I'm Shrek bodied.
That's
Shrek bodied. Is that what I think it means? Yes.
Okay. I look like I smell like onions. That's just how it goes.
Well, it's like, not the ears.
But. Oh, God.
Okay. Damn, you guys. What the hell have you been doing? Have you gotten like 6 years better than last time we saw you?
No.
No.
But it took us.
That no was really fast.
It took us 6 whole years to write one album.
Nice.
But we finally did it. We finally put out our first full length after all that time. Because, the pandemic was sad for everybody. People dying all the time. You know how it goes.
It was bad.
And
rough.
So we got to the other side of it, and I kind of forgot I had a band until Jesse was like, hey, are we still a band? And I was like, oh, yeah, I should probably talk to those guys. And, we started practicing again. And then I was like, hey, I wrote all these songs, but I wrote lead guitar parts for them. And then we found a guy who could play guitar way better than I did on the album. And now I'm like, well, we got to get some tracks out with him on them, because he's not technically on the album that exists right now. But, hey, that's why we're doing the podcast, to get some get some tracks out there with Jeremy on the guitar in there.
Nice.
I mean, oh, I thought it was because you liked us and wanted to hang out.
That too.
Oh, okay.
This is only my fourth time with these guys. You see how they are?
Yeah.
purely using this for the recording.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what we're here for. We like you guys. So.
No, we love that. We will be used to put out a podcast. That's fine. And honestly, when the band changes, you should just keep the album the same. I mean, it's not like, you know, The Cure just like keeps touring and they've got 1,000 different lineups and they'll have all the stupid people from those eras walk on stage sometimes to play their part just for that song.
So the opposite of Black Flag, where it's just like, that guy shouldn't even have the band name anymore. And here they are.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Black Flag played Coachella.
It was
the Greg Ginn Black, not Flag, yeah. Which would have been cooler. Yeah. But yeah.
Their musicians that they have hired are very competent and they do the songs justice. But I can kind of feel like even they're just like, yeah, we're here because we get to be the name Black Flag.
Right.
We're here because we get to be paid to be a touring band.
They played Coachella. That just seems like an odd choice for Coachella.
Yeah, man.
Like, so is anybody else's feeds like completely overtaken by Coachella?
Yeah.
Propaganda.
I'm a YouTube guy, so I watch YouTube all the time, and they're just like live streamed directly to it. So my music feed has just been all Coachella streams.
Yeah. So like all the bands playing, like none of them are punk. I'm like Black Flag. Like, there's no punk bands. There's like nobody.
Like the closest we got was that indie band Wet Leg. I was like, they're like the punkest motherfuckers on thing. Yeah.
Wait, they just played here a couple nights ago, night before last.
Oh yeah, they were at the GSR.
Good time.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of good, cool shows going on around town, like this weekend, this past weekend that happened.
Yeah, what was this the past weekend? Did you go to anything, Nick?
Oh, boy.
I didn't go in anything, but if I had, I would have probably went to that Saturday night's gig just to see them again because they're one of my faves. And they were playing.
Ravagers was good, too. I've seen
the
them
Ravagers.
Before.
Ravagers, yeah.
I almost, if I had had any energy after my birthday shenanigans, which ended at like 8:30 because I'm old now, I would have gone to that. It was either that or what was the other thing happening?
We were doing a thing on Saturday, the 420 Fest down at Shoe Tree, put on by good old Andy Harrison.
I didn't know he did that.
Yes,
oh,
we were doing that. But there were so many good shows happening in Reno proper. Like I know CHX Collective and Donkey Jaw were playing at Steer Tap House. And I was like, damn, if I wasn't playing, I'd probably go see that. There was Bugbath and Cross Stitch at Holland Project opening for a band that I didn't know. But those two openers, I was like, that's pretty stacked.
We haven't had Bugbath on the show.
Oh.
We need to get a hold of them.
Their album this year.
If anybody knows them.
I'm definitely here to plug our album from this year, but also Bugbath's album, pretty solid.
Have you guys had your album release party yet?
We did a little thing at Holland Project where we tagged on with another band called Silent Giant, and we just had a sort of meeting of the giants all together at Holland Project for our album release. It was real nice.
Are you taller than their lead singer?
Oh, definitely. We out-talled them by a significant portion.
Is their name more ironic?
I think so.
Okay.
Because they were also not very silent now.
Well, I was going to say you should have Bugbath open for your album release, but you've already done it, so.
We could do another one.
We could do another
one. Because you got a new guitarist.
Yeah, and we got the vinyl out.
Oh, we got vinyl?
We finally went and got some vinyl pressed.
I definitely get one of those.
It looks great.
Yeah, I'm
so
excited.
Where can we get that? Just at a show, or do you have them online?
We have them on our Bandcamp. I am currently working on how the shipping works, but we should be able to ship vinyl out soon. If not, you can catch us at our shows, and my wife is a lovely merch maiden, and will sell you anything we got for whatever deal she can make.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm local, so I do accept local delivery or I can pick up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We can do that.
Very nice.
I might have some in the van.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You should have been prepared and brought one up. Sure. Way to go, Bobby.
Next time.
Nobody's prepared here. What do you think? We're professionals? What the hell?
And the songs you're playing, are they all different from the songs you played last time? It was 6.5 years ago.
Correct.
They have to
be. So we're playing all the songs from the new album. So completely fresh set.
Cool. How long is your new album? Like how many songs?
9 songs. Comes in like at a tight 30 minutes.
Okay.
Just a nice.
How many do you have for us?
4.
Okay.
All together,
cool. Including the Patreon?
Including the Patreon. So we're going to do.
Well, if you guys.
We just did one.
Oh, so we got two more.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys want to listen to, out in our listening audience, to the special song that they played on the Patreon show, you need to go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Give us $5 a month or more, and we will send you the Patreon show every week with a little bit extra. And this week we did some Reno history, and it was a little bit dark and not that funny.
It was about the time that Rick got pulled in just by the FBI. So if that doesn't get your $5, I don't know what will.
Just want to say shout out to Screamin' Sugar. I don't know if they've covered this story, but
they should.
They had to have.
Yeah.
I should search
that. I don't
know.
That's who I felt like we were biting a little bit from there. Their podcast. For a second, I was all, ooh, true crime, this is fun. You know.
We're not true crime.
They changed their picture on the podcast thing, and I was all, oh, it's a cooler picture of them. I like it. I like the new one. Anyway, but that's, never mind, never mind.
All right. Well, big fan. We're going to hit up Sahara later. Fan out. Find out.
Okay. Do you guys want to, should we play another song?
Let's do another one.
Sure.
Are we all just stained glass windows broken by archaic systems of abuse? Oh, let's build a mosaic out of everything we thought that we couldn't use.
Guys sound really good.
You sound really good.
Thank you.
You got some upcoming shows I know about because my wife's in Nosebone, who's playing with y'all, who are opening for Dave Massoud.
Hell yeah.
I'm very excited for the Dave Massoud show at Alpine.
Yeah. I don't know anything about this. I've been missing in action.
Is that May 8th?
Fill me in.
May 8th at the Alpine, Dave Massoud's new album. I think it's his second album for solo stuff, Three Quarter Life Crisis. And I know... I'm not sure if it's the same as the poster, but I know his album cover was done by the same artist who did NoFX's Heavy Petting Zoo.
Yes,
I saw that.
He got like a legendary artist to do his cover. So yeah,
dude, there's two versions. There's two versions of the Heavy Petting Zoo album cover: one that goes on the CD and one that goes on the vinyl. And I bought that vinyl at Tower Records, and it was stuck up in front of everyone. And if you guys ever seen the album cover to that?
I've seen the one with the sheep.
Yeah, they're both with a sheep.
Okay,
but one of them, the guy has the sheep in his lap, and he's like cradling the sheep lasciviously, and that's the CD cover. And then the vinyl cover is him. He's 69ing the sheep.
Oh, oh shit!
I haven't seen that one.
That was where anybody who was there to buy the Cinderella soundtrack, like it was just up facing out, and I was all, I'm gonna reward this by buying it, and so good times, you guys.
So that's the artist sold that NoFX album to you, huh?
Yes, exactly. Well, no, and I already loved the album, and I had the CD. And then I saw that and was like, holy fucking shit. I was like, how did they even put that out? Like,
do you still have that? Because it's probably a collector's item.
If you give me a minute, I'm gonna look for it.
All right, pull it out. No, don't pull it out. Pull the album out.
We just got a new drop.
NoFX. It might be my second one of all time.
NoFX had so many albums that they like almost couldn't release because of either the name or the art. They were always just...
They were skirting that line.
Yeah, they were always trying to push that. Yeah.
Dave's isn't that controversial, but...
No. I just put it in my phone because I knew it was happening, but I didn't know when or who was opening or whatever. It was just kind of like a vague concept. I was like, I'll get to it later, but now it's in my phone, so I will be there.
I guess after.
Oh, wow. Oh my god! I don't know. I don't know. That one's a little bum bum.
Everyone just Google the vinyl cover for NoFX Heavy Petting Zoo.
We'll put this on the blog. Good. This will go on the blog.
That is,
you know,
that is beautiful.
Since we were talking about signs earlier, as a Capricorn, I feel a little. I don't know if aroused or offended.
As a Capricorn. You know, the state animal for Nevada is the ram.
Yeah.
But wait, the Aries is a ram.
And Aries is a ram.
That's what I am, kind of.
I'm Nick Ramirez.
Oh, yeah,
Ramirez.
Yeah.
And this is the CD.
Yeah, the CD one I remember.
Yeah.
So they're different.
Yeah, that's not – that. Oh, well. What's he doing with his
hand? He is like spreading it awkwardly. Hmm. But you don't see anything.
I guess it's not like
you see anything in the 69ing, but yeah.
They don't have the 69 on the inside?
He's what some might call diddling the sheep.
That's not that bad. That just looks like maybe a cowboy holding his sheep.
I don't know. Okay.
Who's to judge a man and his sheep? A man's love for his sheep.
NoFX, keeping it real. Real weird.
Keeping it real weird. I was going to say, yeah. About how real.
But you guys, it's so cool to have you on again. But since you have Jeremy, who's new to the podcast, right? No, you've done this before. You were on Jet Still Home. So did you guys do the Worst Little Quiz?
Yes.
Okay, then
he said yes, and it was like 11 years ago or something.
We do have a lot
of
new questions.
Should we redo the whole band?
I think we should do them all. I think back when we did it, I'd only lived in Reno for like 3 years, so all my answers are significantly different.
So now you have a different answer for the sketchiest convenience store.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because mine was already pretty on point, but... There's definitely some other opinions
You've been thinking about it for years.
Yeah, I'm like, now I know where the best sandwiches are.
All right.
Well, hell yeah.
I have found them.
Rick, give me some of that old-timey music.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
All righty, folks. It's time for the Worst Little Quiz. Updated version. And we will get a good song, bad song at the end. All right. Are you guys ready to play some games? Here we go.
Yes.
All right, first question for me is just, the fun celebrity road trip. You're going on a road trip across the country with a celebrity in a car of your choice. Who's a celebrity and what's a car? We'll start with Bobby.
Oh, boy. Let's go with celebrity. I'm just going to go with Paul Rudd. I think that was also my answer last time, but I've just seen too many buddy movies with Paul Rudd that I'm like, I feel like that would just be fun to be in.
Dude, it does prove, though, that your answer the first time was correct because it's all these years later and you still feel that
way. I still ask that question.
I got to choose him. And I'm probably just going in a minivan for the space.
Nice. Yeah. Paul Rudd minivan. Good.
Okay. Who's next?
Jeremy?
That is tough. I guess it would have to be maybe Trey Parker, Matt Stone, and it'd have to be something with air conditioning. I'm a car guy. I was going to say a Volkswagen at first, but I'm like, that would be terrible across country.
It would just be roasting your ass the whole time. It would be so bad
and so loud. It'd be so uncomfortable. So I guess it'd have to be something nice and comfy. I don't know, maybe a Rolls. Why not? Why not a Rolls?
There you go.
Matt and Trey.
They got Rolls.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. They're geniuses.
Yeah.
I would love to spend some time with Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be entertaining. And we would be in a Cybertruck because those are awesome.
Wow. You eat a lot of gas.
Make it across the country.
Across the country, that's a lot of gas.
Yeah. Cybertruck is very smart, and they find their way to the next charging station.
Oh, yeah.
I heard.
Camp wherever you break down.
Are they dual? Are they gas and?
No.
They're just pure charging.
Pure charging.
Oh, okay.
They're from the future, Nick.
Heavy steel.
They're from the future.
All right, then. And Jess?
Well, last time I was on here, I said Anthony Bourdain, and you guys gave me shit for it about being that's in my Acura Integra.
Oh, I think that's great. That's a great answer.
Maybe I'll stick with him. The vehicle? I don't know. I'd like to do like a... like a 70s Porsche or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, nice. Right.
That's cool. Very Anthony Bourdain car.
That'd be pretty fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Very cool. Who's up?
I got a new one.
All right.
I got a new one. It's well, it's not a new one, but it's new to these guys. You're locked in a coffin for 10 hours for $5 million. Would you rather be locked in a coffin with spiders or snakes? Oh. Bobby.
Snakes.
Spiders.
Snakes.
I don't know. I hate both so
bad.
Yeah,
exactly.
But $5 million.
I guess...
I go with the snakes.
The snakes. They probably would just curl up.
Spiders.
On you
spiders are going in your mouth.
Spiders are not venomous. Yeah, but that's
no
that, I'm in there
way.
10 hours. I'm going to get hungry.
You gonna eat a spider?
Yeah. I mean protein.
Probably. Like a blue whale taking in krill.
What's the rumor? We eat like however many
a year or
just
something.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's a myth.
Is it?
Yes, it's totally a myth.
You just have to plug your ears the whole time. Oh god. God, that's so terrifying. Okay. Okay, who's next? It's me?
It's you.
It's me! I don't think we had this question last time. Did I ask what is your most memorable story from middle school?
Most memorable story from middle school? I almost caught a weapons charge for trying to beat a kid with a band mallet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Band mallet?
Dude. Yeah, like the hard mallets you play the glockenspiel with.
Is this why you left percussion instruments?
Yes.
Wow.
What did he do?
He was just being a dick. And I was like, I'm going to kill you because I have too many hormones.
Yeah, don't fuck with somebody with a mallet in their hand.
Were you this tall back then?
Yeah, I was like 6'3", 200 pounds. Like, it was not a smart choice on his end.
Wow.
Okay, middle school, that's tough. I'm trying to, I guess I got, I got suspended for kicking off the sprinkler heads at Vaughn Middle School. Like, every time they'd go off because that was like a cool trick because it'd make a geyser and all that. So I think, Jesse, you've done that with us. No?
I don't remember anything.
Like okay, maybe not.
Allegedly. Quentin.
There was a guy that wanted to fight me. I have no idea why. He just decided to pick on me that day. He's like, I want to meet you in Dog Alley, which is an alley right behind Bobby's house.
Sweet.
Because I went to Dilworth. But
Dilworth,
I showed up.
I went to Dilworth.
Did you? Yeah.
A lot.
Anyways, I was there ready for the fight, and then my friend's mom rolled up in her minivan and totally grabbed me by the arm and pulled me out of there, which I was really happy, but then I was so embarrassed to go to school the next day because, I'm the guy that got rescued by his friend's mom.
Those Dilworth kids are mean.
Aww.
That's kind of sweet, though.
It's kind of sweet.
And he didn't like try to do a do over the next day. Or just like
no, it just
just fizzled out.
Just
that
time
was
has
that.
Passed.
That was that.
Dude, and that guy ended up looking cool, kind of, and you ended up looking like not cool. But nothing bad happened. That's kind of
nothing bad.
Kind
of
cool story.
The same guy, my sophomore year of high school, gave me my first joint. Same guy that picked a fight, but then he gave me weed. So I don't know.
God, he's trying to wreck you one way or another.
He found a way to calm down after that fight.
Oh, after he started smoking weed, then he's like, you know what, man? Let's fucking...
<Aww.
laughs> That's sweet. That's nice.
That was a good addendum on 420. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Downstairs, Jesse.
The first one that comes to my mind is Vaughn Middle School. We were in PE class, and one of the kids said something to the teacher, something like, I'm going to fucking kill you, or... Oh, fuck your mother. Or I don't know what he said. It was something.
I didn't say it that bad.
It was something pretty crazy. And the gym teacher, you could tell he was really furious because he didn't say anything. He just went over to the kid, picked him up, threw him over his shoulder like a sack of potatoes, and just walked away.
The teacher did?
The teacher did.
Well, that's crazy.
Damn, okay.
I mean, this is back in the day, right?
I mean, yeah, that was
time with a jump rope.
Jesse, my teachers used to spank
20
us.
20 plus
so.
Years.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Was that Torbina?
Is that a
Jesse?
Thing?
I think that's a thing.
It was a thing where I lived. I'm 43. How old are y'all?
46.
40.
I mean, I grew up in the South, too, so that was just kind of a thing.
In Sparks, where I grew up, I saw a teacher take a kid in front of the entire class and spank him in front of all of us.
Oh, they had a paddle. Like, the principal had a paddle.
I don't remember if she used her hand or a ruler, but she spanked him in front of all of us.
Was it Catholic school or anything? Or was
no,
it, just
it was
like,
regular public school.
Regular school, all right.
Yeah, but we're talking about like 1975 or 6. So.
All right, they went hard in the 70s. Okay.
Yeah, and nothing happened, and everything's fine, and he's probably
a
serial killer.
Quick timeout. Do you guys smell toast?
Yes.
I also. Okay, you're not stroking out.
I just want to make sure I'm not having a stroke.
Popcorn?
Okay, okay.
Who's making popcorn?
The neighbor very frequently barbecues, and it makes the whole house smell like barbecue, and it's awful.
Awesome.
It smells like burnt toast. It's a mass.
I just want to make sure it
wasn't a mass stroke. We're all in trouble. All
right.
And I'm a nurse.
Should I look and see if Carlos is
y'all need me and
toast?
I'm in trouble. So.
Or if Carlos is having a stroke. Maybe Carlos is having a stroke.
Maybe, and it's just
toast.
It's a sympathy scent.
Look.
Where were we? Quiz time.
I don't know. We were having a stroke.
Did everybody answer the question?
We all stroked out.
Did Jesse answer the question?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Back to me. I got one more long one for you. Oh, here's a good one. I don't even know if I've ever done this one. Okay, you're going to be reincarnated. You've died. God's like, okay, you're going back. You get to choose what animal you're going to be. What animal are you going to be? Let's start with Jesse.
Oh, God. I think an armadillo would be cool.
Right on.
Or an owl. I don't know. Armadillo. Hmm.
Okay, armadillo. Cool. We're sticking with that. Right. Quentin.
Small clawed Asian otter.
Wow.
So
you had that.
Specific.
You had that ready, locked and loaded.
I have an obsession with those otters. I follow them. They're on my feed, everything.
What is that like a big stoat?
What makes it different than a normal otter?
They're related.
Small clawed.
Yeah, the small claws. Yeah.
Are they freshwater or are they saltwater otters?
I think they're freshwater. Okay. They're
like
really
river
cute.
Otters.
They're super cute.
Did you guys know we had river otters in Reno?
I did.
I've seen them.
When I see them, when I saw some that look like that, I thought it was just a skinny marmot.
No.
It's actually an otter.
It's totally river otters.
I thought, look at that skinny marmot. I thought it was a marmot baby.
Do marmots swim?
I don't think so. I've only ever seen them poking their heads out of the grass.
I don't think they swim. They're like
at the lake.
Because I did see two things down by the river, and I thought it was two marmots that were scared, like baby marmots.
No, I've seen them like in the river. My friend used
it
to live
right
off
by a
Dickerson.
Stream. Oh
yeah,
my God,
so
okay.
Like in the river, like they would just be like.
You just blew
chilling.
My mind. I didn't know we had.
Yeah,
otters.
go check out the river.
Okay.
Stare at the river, Nick.
Jeremy, you're up.
It would probably have to be. Some rich person's dog. I think that would be
okay.
You'd be eating sweet potato and chicken all night. Yeah.
We say that all the time in our house.
Yes.
We want to be reincarnated as Nick's parents' dogs.
Nice. All right, Bobby.
Oh, should I? I'd want to be an elephant. Elephants are just dank. And my life wouldn't change in the slightest. Just a giant wandering around.
You wouldn't want to be a little smaller?
Elephants are majestic as fuck. That is a great
And they're herd animals, too.
They are. They're super smart.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for you, Bobby. Sorry.
Daddy.
I was going to say a parrot, just because like you can say wrong things and nobody judges you. And you're like, oh, sorry, so I'm a parrot, dude.
Dude, blue whale would be cool, but I'm scared of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll get to that question later.
I don't think they know they're in the ocean.
That's probably true.
They don't probably see
it would be
water.
Like me being scared of a field.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
All right. My turn, right?
Yep.
Okay, this is a good new one. If you could snap your fingers and permanently delete one song off the face of the earth, what would it be?
Ooh.
Any Creed song.
Whoa.
Nope.
All right.
Keeping all of them.
Quentin's in first.
Jeez.
Bobby.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with Megan Trainor's "All About That Bass."
Oh, thank God! Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Because she doesn't even believe in that shit anymore.
It's
get
such
it out of
a
here.
Bad song.
It's a bad song to begin with.
As much as I love the song, it's just been I can't do it anymore. But they're never gonna give you up.
Rickrolled.
Yeah,
Rick
just
rolled.
Take the
it's,
meme out.
Yeah.
Jesse.
So I like the song, but I hate anytime it comes on when people are around me, and it's by Rick Springfield, and it's fucking Jesse's Girl.
Oh, it's such a creepy fucking song.
Yeah.
Oh, he had it queued up and everything.
Jeremy was ready with it.
That was me, Jesse. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, the guy's name wasn't even Jesse, and then the motherfucker spells it wrong on the album.
Yeah, he spells it.
Spells
I-E.
It the girl's spelling.
I feel the same way about the Ricky Don't Lose That Number song.
Dude.
And you guys, the correct answer to that last question was, of course, I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base.
Oh, man.
But then you'd lose that dope Full House arc where Stephanie starts a band and they play Ace of Base at the talent show.
I could have been fine without that.
I think I would have been okay without that, too. Sorry. Yeah.
I like Ace of Base and I like ABBA. I'm sorry.
I'm with you. God.
I love ABBA. Ace of Base can never exist in a V-Fine.
Ace of Base are Nazis.
Are they?
On top of everything?
I don't like Ace of Base, then.
I knew there was something I didn't like about them.
Yes.
I didn't know they were Nazis.
Oh, yes. It's a whole thing. Fucking, so,
well,
I
shit. All she wants is to have another fucking baby, dude. That's all she wants.
I never understood that fucking song. What the hell is that about? I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Seeing a sign.
what was any of it about?
Oh, we're
fucking by Ace of Base.
You know what the sign is they were talking? I mean, yeah. It's right there. In the song.
Shit.
That's awful. That's so awful. Wow, that was dark. Okay.
All right. Guys. Rapid fire. Are we done?
No, Jesse? No, we need to know.
It's dude's birthday today.
Whose birthday?
The biggest Nazi of them all.
I forgot. You sure have birthday.
Oh, okay, right. So it is my birthday, and I've been hearing that every single fucking day. It was either him, Kristen Dunst, and then they also asked me, do you smoke weed? Those are the three things I've been told for my entire life on my birthday. So, there you go.
Okay, so I need to know. Is Columbine what?
Why does everybody know that little fun fact about my birthday?
It was like our dinner. I don't know. You grew up, everybody knew it.
Dude, Columbine was 422?
It was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awful. I didn't even realize
that. I was 13.
I was really stoned when that happened. I should have known. Okay, so last question. Last long-form question. I want to know, what is the best sandwich in Reno? Ooh. And we can start with Jesse.
I used to really like Delitown USA until they made a big fuss about people not wanting to work and getting government handouts when they themselves got their own government handout.
So other than their politics, Delitown is... That is a great sandwich. I didn't know they were all, like, weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's all I got.
All right, Delitown, that's a good choice.
If we include cheeseburgers, does it make it any easier?
I'm big on Beefies lately. They reopened.
Nice. Oh, they reopened. Go
ahead.
Yeah,
it's good. Because Juicy's on Wells has been gone for a while. So.
I know. We used to order from there. We live right down the street from Wells. Yeah. Or from Juicy's on Wells. We order there all the time.
But now.
R.I.P.
Who knows? Juicy's. I don't know. What's a good sandwich place?
Well, let's find out. What about Jeremy?
I would have to say Full Belly Deli.
Oh, so mine.
What's your sandwich from Full Belly?
I love the Reuben, and I know we did set sandwich, but I cannot go there and not get the New York Gnar. I don't know. That's the one. That is the one.
That's the burrito one, right?
Yeah, with the pastrami. Ooh.
Yeah. I like the burrito.
Well, first of all, I'm the worst person to ask about food because
he's a child.
I'm a terrible eater, but I like Full Belly Deli. Their roast beef with bacon and smoked cheddar. It's really good.
Damn.
Yeah, I like that one.
I'm going to try that one.
Bobby?
Delitown, their turkey pesto is one of my favorites.
Fucking great.
But if not that one, the banh mi at Pho 999, or is it 999 Pho? I always forget where the numbers go in it. I think they're under new ownership now in the old New York Pizza building.
Oh, that's right.
So go.
Moana and Kitsky.
No, down South Virginia.
Oh, the old. Not the new, the newer old one.
Yeah, the newer old one. Now they're down in South Virginia. So, yeah, get some Asian shit.
Can I change my answer? I want to choose Full Belly Deli. Can you cut that first one out?
Yeah. Okay. What's your sandwich at Full Belly Deli?
Durka.
Okay. All right.
Sweet.
Nice.
Okay. Right. Okay, now we can go to Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire.
Okay.
Okay, Rapid Fire. Okay, this is sort of Rapid Fire, but what is your least favorite Beatles song, Bobby?
Octopus's Garden.
All right, Octopus's Garden.
Yellow Submarine.
I don't have a least
favorite.
We're
just shitting on Ringo.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I love the Beatles. This is hard for me.
Yeah, I like all their stuff.
All right.
Okay, you can only pick
one.
Wait,
before Jesse. we move on from that, yeah.
I thought Jesse.
I want to hold your hand. I don't really like his vocals. Okay.
Don't like the early stuff. Yeah, and it's not shitty. And remember, although Ringo.
It's not terrible.
I hate both of those two songs you guys mentioned, the two Ringo songs, but Get By With A Little Help From My Friends is one of the best songs.
Yeah, when he does his simplicity in the right way, it really hits.
Yeah, Octopus's Gardenkins. Okay, never mind. I hate that song.
Okay, you can pick one, and the other one never existed. One or the other, The Simpsons or South Park? Bobby.
I'm picking South Park to exist. I like it too much. I like it more than The Simpsons.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Simpsons.
Yeah, I have to go with Simpsons as well.
Oh, two Simpsons. 50-50.
Just, yeah. The tail is too longer than the head for me on The Simpsons at this point.
Okay, you have to die in a cult. Would you rather choose Heaven's Gate or Jonestown?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, jeez.
It's a great answer.
Didn't Heaven's Gate get some sweet Nikes out of it?
They sure did.
Oh, I'm going that one.
They sure did.
Going with the Nikes.
Anybody else?
Yeah, hail of bullets for me.
Jonestown.
Hail of bullets. Okay, well, that was like...
Jonestown was Kool-Aid. That was Kool-Aid, wasn't it?
It was Flavor-Aid.
Flavor-Aid,
and then... How'd the other one go?
Bags Heaven's over Gate. The head and pills.
Pills.
Oh, that's right.
Pills and bags over the head.
Yeah, you just go to sleep.
Yep, I'm with that.
I'm going to go with Kool-Aid, dude.
Yeah, I think Kool-Aid is more of a community, more of a community event.
And we often also forget that the Heaven's Gate people also cut off their testicles.
Kool-Aid, what? Kool-Aid is where it's at.
You can't add that part, right?
Yeah.
I love adding that after we've already chosen.
Well, after I'm dead.
By the way.
They did that
before they died, and they lived without balls for a while.
Yes.
And then got Nikes.
What
and
did the women
themselves.
Do though? Did the women
I don't
have
think
to?
This is one of those moments where it was better to be. You know how like usually women get the shit end of the stick.
Yeah,
on everything.
I do. Yeah.
This is not one of those moments. Oh, this is kind of backwards. It was better to be a woman in this situation. You still had to kill yourself, but, you know. But other than that, okay. All sorry. Right, what's right. the next rapid fire?
Beggars or choosers.
What?
Go on. Beggars or choosers?
Let's choosers.
Go. Choosers.
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 Right, four choosers. All right, good good job. You passed, but barely.
Beat up or arrested?
Ooh.
You'd rather be beat up.
Beat up.
Yeah, beat up. It's done.
Being arrested sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Have y'all been arrested?
I don't need all the paperwork.
I was when I was 17. For weed.
For weed?
Yeah.
All right, y'all reference the fucking Patreon show to talk about the FBI and weed. You were arrested for weed, and Rick wasn't.
I got stopped for jaywalking.
Fuck. You got stopped for jaywalking?
In Las Vegas, yeah, when I lived down there, I crossed the street right by a stop sign or stoplight, and the cop was, like, right there ready to make a left-hand turn and pulled into the same parking lot and just, like, got me in front of his car and pulled out, you know, my license and ran it and everything.
Did he arrest you?
He called me an idiot. He's like, come on, dude, what are you doing?
Well, you probably were an idiot.
I was. I was really stupid. I wasn't even drinking either, so I was like, I have no excuse. Or maybe it was because I was sober.
Puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
Really? Less diarrhea. Diarrhea all day. I hate that acid thing.
Yeah. Diarrhea sucks, but it's still better than puking.
I think I'm going to puke because it's usually over faster.
Yeah, and I don't want to have to wipe my ass 10 times.
Yeah, I don't want to take my pants down.
You get a bidet, though.
You just need Desitin after you're done.
True. For your throat.
Yeah.
That's not how that
you
works.
Know, the worst one, though, is you know when you're sick and you have puke and diarrhea, and you're like, I'm really going to try and puke first, because if I, the other way, I'm going to have to like puke in the diarrhea toilet. It's so
well, that's why you need a toilet that faces the bathtub, so you can just
Or also pull out your trash can with the plastic liner.
You got to have that plastic liner.
And I've also heard of people taking the back off the toilet and facing the other way.
No, shut up,
Rick. Our own toilet?
No.
Not an upper decker.
It's a
reverse cowgirl.
Rick, when you first said that, my brain's so bad. I'm like, wait, they sat up and shit in the upper deck and puked down in the toilet?
That's what I was thinking too.
For a second, because like I think of upper decker. First,
like
I don't,
stadium
seating. Your way makes more sense, but my way, I was like, dude, they're gonna have to aim that down. That's a big splat.
That'd be hard to do when you were sick.
Okay. Well, I guess your legs would be on the toilet seat, right?
Yeah, but just a splash.
All you do is just aim your head right between your legs, and you're good to go.
He gets spatter all over your shoes, I bet.
Yeah.
Still,
no.
He gets the job done. Okay, would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean?
Vacuum in space.
Vacuum of space.
Bottom of the ocean, you'd be dead so quick.
Space.
Vacuum of space, you'll actually live for like a couple seconds.
Yeah, I want to die majestic.
Have you seen?
I think you live for like 15 seconds.
Yeah, you live for a little bit, so you'd feel all that. But at bottom of space, well, look at what happened to the Titanic. You're done. The Titanic people are just gone.
I saw that crab get its butt sucked out through that pipe, and I just don't fuck with the ocean as much anymore.
Yeah. There's too much weird shit that we don't know about
scary.
Down there.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, but space, yeah, we know so much. Okay.
But, like,
but if you're in the Earth's orbit, there's not going to be any of that.
I don't know. That's just my. I'm not even. taking the quiz. I don't know why I'm answering.
Did we ask you the horrible question years ago?
Oh, God.
We don't have to. We won't.
All right, cats or dogs?
Yeah, let's not.
Ooh.
That's dogs. Dogs. Ooh.
Dogs.
Dogs. It's tough. I've got both.
Then you definitely
They're
know
both
the answer.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go dogs because my cat keeps waking me up at 5 a.m.
Aw, she loves you.
Sensible. Let me see. But donuts or bagels?
Donuts.
Oh. Donuts.
Bagels. Bagels
God.
All day.
Oh.
What?
I love them both so much.
Oh. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Trek.
I mean, Dark. I say Wars.
That's the correct answer.
I love it when we have a
Do
Trek.
Do you speak Klingon, too?
Trek is so awesome. There's so many more hours
it's
of Trek.
Only slightly. I just know words. Just a couple of different words.
All right.
All right. Should we tally it, Nick?
I think we should. Let me check the computer here. Jeremy. Yes. You walked away with this. Jeremy is the winner. All right.
Nice. Good work, Jeremy.
Points,
735.
So we have a thing in the band that
can I guess, Jesse?
No,
that whoever
if
wins buys a new drum set.
Wins
here we go.
A quiz thing on the worst little podcast interview. They have to buy me a new drum set.
That's true.
That is tradition.
Drum sets deep in owing Jesse because everything I do, Jesse's like, I owe him a new drum set.
As is tradition.
Well, you don't win a new drum set, but you do win a sticker and a button.
Yeah,
here's some stickers.
Nice. I don't know if we have a button.
Oh, no. We need to get more buttons. All right.
You know what, Cadillac Kim? Speaking of buttons, I got a birthday present for you. Let's
for
all
me?
Sing happy birthday to Cadillac Kim while I dig up the shit. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kim. Happy birthday to you.
I'll give you this rad Devo pin.
Yeah. That makes up for like the second most embarrassing song I've had sung to me in my life. Thank you guys. No, that was great.
Happy birthday. We love you, Kim.
Yay, I'm
all
old.
Right. So like she said, here's a worst little podcast button from my jacket, and here's some stickers for you.
Yay.
I do think it's rad getting older.
Suck it,
like,
nerds. You guys suck.
You know. You don't think you're going to get to this age. And then you do, and you're like, shit, I got to do this again for the rest of my life.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I got like probably 30, 40 more years of this.
You guys only have one more song?
Yep, we got one more for you.
Then we
got
it. Then should we do a very fast good song, bad song?
Oh yeah, good song, bad song.
Oh yeah, we didn't do good song, bad song. Okay, you guys, this week on good song, bad song, we have Prince. And the premise of the game, I don't know if you know, is that John is one of my music snob friends, and you never know what his opinion is going to be on something. So you place your bets whether you think John's going to say this is a good or bad Prince song.
You guys don't know John, and you don't know what Prince song, but do you think he's going to like it or not?
Yes.
No.
Like it.
Jeremy says yes.
No. I say yes.
Jesse says no.
No.
I think I Prince is too good of a songwriter. I don't think he has a way out. I
There's
think he's
no way.
He's got to say
yes.
I'm going to say yes also. Who's saying no? Who's the solo no?
Jesse.
Jesse. Of course.
I said no too.
Quentin.
Quentin. Okay, Jesse.
I just wanted to copy Jesse.
Says no.
No, but it's good. Okay, you guys ready for this?
All right,
here it is.
All right, it's another episode of Good Song, Bad Song with John and Nick. Today, Prince, Purple Rain. What do you think,
Purple
John?
Rain.
Well, Nick, this is universally acknowledged as a good song. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I'm trying to figure out why I don't enjoy it. It's because it sounds like all the worst excesses of the 80s at the same time. But I guess it's the best at being all the worst excesses of the 80s at the same time. Making it a good song? I mean, if I say it's a bad song, if I say Purple Rain is a bad song, I'm in fucking trouble. So I'm just putting this category of a good song I don't like.
A good song, but John don't like it. There you have it, folks. See you next time.
Oh my God, that was so close. He was on that fence just teetering back
How?
And forth. As he explained it, he just kept going, it's a good song, but it's a bad song, but it's a good song, but it's a bad song.
It's
and
a
then,
great song.
And he landed on good song.
Yeah,
so,
it's just undeniable that Prince's songwriting is just so going to get you.
Yeah. Nick, how do you come up with the songs? Is it just like
I love it's random, man.
Just random.
Because here's the deal. Me and John spend a lot of time together because we do Tuesdays is Glitter Bats generally. Wednesdays D&D. Thursday is Roxy Collie. Sunday is Glitter Bats and Roxy Collie. So I see this motherfucker four times a week. He's one of my best friends. So we get in the car. I'm driving somewhere. I remember I was driving home from practice. Elton John's on the radio.
Oh shit!
And John's just all, this is a bad song.
Oh,
and I'm all,
Elton
what?
John does have bad songs.
Well, he's got explain a few it to me. Yeah. You know, maestro. Fucking like, stuck.
Why?
Like this is on the radio, and you know, it's probably got Grammys and shit. What? Why is it a bad song, John? And then he'd tell me, and then I just got in the habit of being all, is this a good song or is this a bad song, John? And he would tell me, and then I'm all, you know what? This would be an awesome like under a minute podcast. But then I was like, I don't have an audience, so I'll just attach it to the worst little podcast.
That's perfect. That's
right
perfect.
As we're getting sick of the quiz, this starts yeah. happening. It was perfect. Because we always have bands on that have taken the quiz 100 times, so we need something new to ask them.
But how do you pick the songs? Do you pick them, or is it just literally what's on the radio?
It's just literally playing on the radio, right? And what station are you listening to when this happens?
I can't tell you any of that.
Because John's listening.
Well, I also because the lawyers for the Worst Little Podcast told me it's a good bad idea for me to tell you any of that.
Oh, okay.
To admit to any of it.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
You'll just have to guess how I do it.
Okay.
I think you got it.
I don't care. It's a great segment, and I'm really glad you started it. It's super.
I do have some I can't use.
Why?
It would give it all away.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
God, now I feel like there's something.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you after the show, or maybe for you.
Limp Bizkit break stuff.
Great. Yeah,
tell us on the next Patreon.
Yeah, on the next Patreon. So if you want to find out, you gotta give us $5 a month, and that's at patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
You can find out our social security numbers, our birthdays,
all lots of stuff.
Who sponsors the show?
That,
you know.
Yeah.
What dark money we get?
Yeah.
My history with the FBI.
Yeah, that's actually this week. Yeah.
Okay. Well, right on, you guys.
It's been a good show. We have some shows coming up for Sad Giants, right?
Yes.
Let's remind us of what's coming up on the menu.
Coming up on May 8th is Dave Massoud's album release show for his album Three Quarter Life Crisis. And supporting him is going to be us and Nosebone at the Alpine. So come out May 8th for that. It's going to be a great time. And I know Dave has a backing band just full of stars. Chris Fox is in there. Parts of Donkey Jaw are in there. It's just going to be a grand old time.
Awesome.
And his last record release was packed, so get your tickets now.
Yeah.
All right, and then that's it for the near future. Got summer's coming up. You guys, we got to talk about this show here. We got the Friends of Peace show coming up, and I'm going to keep talking about it. As for mentioned, Nosebone, Mikey, my wife who plays bass in Nosebone, told me to tell you guys she can't wait to play with you on the 8th. We got Nosebone, Nacho Bitch, which is me and Mikey, three of my bands, Roxy Collie, Wanton Dooley, Glitter Bats, and then the Juveniles are getting back together for this, Friends of Peace and Rotary Club. And DJ Stacks of Wax will be there. The Reverend Rory Dowd's going to host. Eric and Aurora Foreman are going to do a little set, which is always adorable and wonderful. And she's a good friend of P. And we have Mind Magic with Zelina, Empress of the Impossible.
I thought it was Helena.
Helena. Sorry, I always do that because she spells it with an X.
Right.
And I am Mexican, but I got a B in Spanish, so cut me some slack.
Mistress
anyway,
of the Impossible.
That is all the 30th of May at Shim's, starting at like 4:30, I think the doors are. And we're going to have free nachos there. There's going to be, I think they're going to try to do Oingo Bingo, where you can win some prizes playing bingo while we listen to Oingo Bongo.
Oingo Bingo.
Hell yes.
And so you can check it all out. Go like the Friends of P page on Facebook, and you can find out about all of that. Friends of P Reno. All right. And so, Sad Giants, it was wonderful to have you in. Kim, it was great to see you. Yay. Rick and Doc G, it was great to see you guys too,
and
as
Stoat.
Well. Stoat, I barely got to talk to you, but it was nice to see you, sir. Thanks for coming in. For the Reverend Rory Dowd and the Lord Strice and everybody else, Chewbacca, we miss you. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short And we'll see Patrick next week.
Hell yeah.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Studios.
And I ain't your maid anymore, bitch.
I know.